KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school sports from the weekend first. A little bit of high school volleyball tournament play from the weekend at the CAM tournament on Saturday. They ran through pool play with CAM defeating Griswold, Orient Maxburg, and Riverside. Griswold down Orient Maxburg and Riverside, and it was Riverside over OM. Also in pool play, ACGC defeated Arweva and Peyton Sherdan. Underwood beat ACGC, Arweva, and Peyton Sherdan. Arweva down Peyton Sherdan as well. They moved on to the bracket play in the semifinals. Underwood down Griswold 2-0. It was CAM over ACGC 2-1. The championship match, it was Underwood winning the title with a 2-game sweep over CAM in the finals of that tournament Saturday. Also up at the Hampton Dumont tournament, Kemper Catholic had a good weekend, capturing the championship as they posted sweeps over Belmont, Clemmy, Hampton, Dumont, and Roland Story in pool play, and then down Fort Dodge, St. Edmund, and Iowa Falls, Alden in championship bracket play before winning the championship match over Janesville in 2 straight. At the Western Christian Tournament, Harlan picked up 3 victories in pool play, beating Sioux City East, Dakota Valley, and Des Moines Christian. They also lost to Bishop Heelan Catholic and Western Christian in pool action. In the bracketing play, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton downing Harlan 2-0 in the 5th place match. Harlan grabs 6th place in that tourney. Also from yesterday in the National Football League, the Kansas City Chiefs remain undefeated through 5 NFL games as the Chiefs turn 5 Blake Bortles turnovers into a 30-14 romp over the Jaguars in a game heard here on KJAN. Chris Jones gave Kansas City a 20-0 lead by returning an interception 20 yards for a touchdown with a 1:49 remaining in the first half. Patrick Mahomes threw his first 2 interceptions of the season, but he also passed for 313 yards and opened the scoring with a 4-yard run in the first quarter. The Jaguars rolled up 502 total yards after netting over 500 against the Jets last weekend, but Bortles' 4 interceptions and 1 lost fumble were deadly as Jacksonville drops to 3-2. Bortles ran for the game's final touchdown and was 33 of 61 passing for 430 yards and a score. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, it was Cleveland winning over Baltimore in overtime, 12-9. Detroit beat Green Bay 31-23. Cincinnati over Miami 27-17. Buffalo slid by the Tennessee Titans 13-12. It was Carolina over the New York Giants 33-31. The New York Jets beat Denver 34-16. Pittsburgh over Atlanta 41-17. The LA Chargers topping Oakland 26-10. Arizona beat San Francisco 28-18. The LA Rams 33-31 winners over Seattle. Minnesota beat Philadelphia 23-21. Houston in overtime over Dallas 19-16. Tonight Washington plays at New Orleans in the Monday night contest. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz isn't sure who will start at middle linebacker when the Hawkeyes visit Indiana coming up on Saturday. Jack Hockaday suffered a leg injury in the first half of a win at Minnesota, and backup Amani Jones was ejected for targeting and will miss the first half against the Hoosiers.
That's a great question. Got a week to figure it out, so we'll work on that and go from there.
Injuries forced the Hawkeyes to start a pair of true freshmen at corner against the Gophers. Julius Brents had 1 interception, and Riley Moss had 2.
It was a little bit unnerving when you have true freshmen out there, and we knew these guys already throw the ball down the field. It wasn't like that. It was just special for our guys. Although they might have added to the emphasis point of it, but that's part of the deal. And I thought, again, the positive there, you know, they picked on them a little bit, but then those guys really came back and just kept playing. They didn't get their heads down, and really happy about the way their teammates support them.
It was a big day for Iowa tight end T.J. Hockenson, who had a pair of touchdowns, including a 4-yard run on a trick play, the old swinging gate, and that gave the Hawkeyes a 21-7 lead.
I mean, you don't know what the defense is going to throw at you until game time. So whether that was running the ball, we had both schemes, whether it was, you know, it was a game to run the ball or a game to pass the ball, and, you know, it changed possession by possession, and, you know, I think we executed well.
Iowa's 4-1 after Saturday's victory. Freshman quarterback Brock Purdy had a huge day Saturday, and Iowa State got in the win column in Big 12 play as Purdy came in for starter Zeb Noland and passed for 318 yards and 4 touchdowns, and also added 84 yards rushing and a score in a 48-42 win at Oklahoma State.
Zeb has done a really good job for this football team. I thought he was incredible today, even his leadership
And, you know, we told Brock that he'd play the second series and then see what happens from there, you know, and, you know, just felt like there were some things that he could open up for us. And you know, I thought he did a really good job today.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says Purdy's ability to run gave the offense a boost.
It forces another threat that you have to be ready for, you know, and that's not, you know, that we've missed that for a while, you know, in terms of offensive football since I've been here. But, you know, he gives you, you know, a little bit of everything in terms of accountability for the quarterback. And, you know, I think that is important and, you know, something that he certainly brings to the table.
Iowa State is now 2-3 overall as they'll host undefeated West Virginia this weekend. Well, Notre Dame has moved into the top five. Texas and UCF reached the top 10, and SEC placed a season-high 8 teams in the latest Associated Press College Football poll. After 3 teams in the top 8 and 8 ranked teams overall lost on Saturday, there was significant movement throughout the AP Top 25, except in the first 4 spots. Alabama stayed number 1 with Georgia 2nd, Ohio State 3rd, and Clemson number 4. Notre Dame reached a season-high 5th after beating Virginia Tech. Texas jumped 10 spots to number 9 after beating Oklahoma, which fell to number 11. West Virginia is number 6, followed by Washington, Penn State, Texas, and Central Florida. Well, the man who won more football games than any other college football coach with his unconventional methods at a small Minnesota school has died. John Gilardi was 91 years old. Gilardi retired in 2012 after a record 64 seasons as a head coach, with 60 of those at St. John's, an all-male Catholic school in Collegeville, Minnesota, that competes at the NCAA's non-scholarship Division III level. Gilardi finished with 489 wins, 138 losses, and 11 ties, winning 4 national championships with the Johnnies. The Milwaukee Brewers have swept themselves into the National League Championship Series with their second straight shutout of the Rockies. Light-hitting Eric Kratz had 3 hits, and the Brewers homered 3 times in a 6-0 rout in Denver. Kratz scored once and was 3-for-4 to finish the 3-game series with a .625 average. Christian Yelich walked and scored the game's first run on Travis Shaw's grounder in the opening inning. Jesus Aguiar doubled Milwaukee's lead with a 4th-inning homer off loser Herman Marquez before the Brewers scored twice in the 6th on a balk and a wild pitch. Orlando Arcia and Keon Broxton hit back-to-back homers in the 9th off of Wade Davis to ice the victory. Wade Miley combined with 5 relievers on a 4-hitter, but he didn't last long enough to pick up the victory. Miley gave up 3 hits over 4 2/3 innings. Josh Hader entered with 2 on in the 9th inning before recording the final 2 outs of the series. The Rockies scored just twice on 14 hits in the entire series. Their runs tied game 1 in the 9th before Colorado failed to score over the final 19 innings of that series. Meanwhile, the Braves have forced Game 4 in their National League Division Series by downing the Dodgers 6-5. Shut out in the first 2 games of the series, the Braves finally broke through with a 5-run second off Dodgers starter Walker Buehler. Pitcher Sean Newcomb ended Atlanta's 19-inning shutout string with a bases-loaded walk before scoring on Ronald Acuna Jr.'s grand slam. The Dodgers stormed back to tie the game, only to fall behind again on Freddie Freeman's 6th-inning home run off loser Alex Wood. Arodis Vizcaino worked in and out of trouble in the 9th to pick up the save. He put runners on 1st and 2nd with nobody out before fanning Max Muncy, Manny Machado, and Brian Dozier to end it. Winning pitcher Tuki Toussaint worked a scoreless 6th inning despite loading the bases. Muncy and Chris Taylor homered for Los Angeles. Game 4 set for today in Atlanta. In the National Hockey League last night, Carolina beat the New York Rangers 8-5, Toronto over Chicago in overtime 7-6, the LA Kings beat Detroit by a 4-2 final. Chase Elliott has gained an automatic berth in the next round of the NASCAR Cup playoffs by pulling away to win in overtime at Dover International Speedway. Elliott was the surprise winner in a race that had been dominated by Stewart Haas Racing drivers until a pair of wrecks over the final laps jumbled the field. Denny Hamlin was 2nd, followed by playoff driver Joey Logano. NASCAR playoff drivers took 10 of the top 15 spots. The top 8 drivers after the next 2 races move on to the next round. Eric Almirola, Clint Bowyer, Kyle Larson, and Alex Bowman are at the bottom. The bottom 4 following the first playoff race in the round of 12. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.